Regulatory push and platform launches define Web3 landscape. June 23, 2025. The Web3 ecosystem experienced a day of notable developments, primarily driven by regulatory movement and strategic platform launches. While broader market trends remain somewhat subdued, specific actions by key players, including the U.S. Congress and several Web3-focused companies, signaled a continued, albeit cautious, push towards mainstream adoption. This blog post provides a detailed breakdown of the most significant news developments as of June 23, 2025. Regulatory developments. U.S. Congress advances stablecoin legislation. A central theme of today's news revolved around progress within the United States regarding cryptocurrency regulation, specifically concerning stablecoins and the broader digital asset market structure. The U.S. Congress is actively moving forward with legislation aimed at providing a clearer regulatory framework for these assets. Sources indicate that stablecoin bills are nearing passage in the Senate, representing a crucial step towards establishing rules governing the issuance and operation of these digital currencies. The exact details of the proposed legislation remain under debate, but the momentum suggests a growing consensus among lawmakers regarding the need for oversight. This legislative push follows a period of significant SEC policy shifts and enforcement actions, indicating a deliberate effort to shape the regulatory environment for cryptocurrencies and Web3 innovation within the United States. SEC's continued scrutiny of various Web3 projects underscores the ongoing challenge for companies operating in this space to navigate evolving legal standards. The outcome of these Senate proceedings will undoubtedly have a significant impact on the future of stablecoin adoption and the broader digital asset market. Further developments are expected as the bills move through the House of Representatives, where the final form of the legislation will be determined. Platform innovations. Polymos launches PLMS token and BingX's AI transformation. Beyond the regulatory arena, several companies announced strategic initiatives designed to bolster their presence within the Web3 ecosystem. Bullet point: Polymos launches PLMS token for GameFi advancement. Singapore-based Polymos initiated its token generation event, TGE, for its PLMS utility and governance token. The PLMS token is now available for trading on both MEXC and Uniswap. Polymos's stated goal is to leverage the PLMS token to enhance the functionality and governance of its Polymos GameFi ecosystem. Specifically, the token will be used to facilitate asset management tools, implement player incentive programs, and provide participants with a direct voice in the platform's governance. This move represents a tangible effort to integrate blockchain technology more deeply into the gaming industry, a sector increasingly interested in exploring the potential of Web3. Availability of the PLMS token on established exchanges like MEXC and Uniswap signals a commitment to accessibility and liquidity. Bullet point: BingX embarks on AI-driven crypto innovation journey. Leading cryptocurrency exchange and Web3 AI company, BingX, announced a new transformation phase focused on leveraging artificial intelligence to drive crypto innovation. According to BingX's announcement, this initiative is targeted for the first half of 2025. While specific details regarding the AI-driven projects remain limited, the company's existing expertise in both cryptocurrency trading and artificial intelligence suggests a potential focus on areas such as algorithmic trading, risk management, and personalized investment recommendations within the crypto space. The strategic shift highlights the growing recognition of AI's potential to reshape the Web3 landscape. Bullet point: Quantum International Corporation unveils new website for Web3 and AI solutions. Quantum International Corporation launched a revamped website showcasing its innovative Web3 and AI applications. The updated website serves as a central hub for the company's offerings, emphasizing the convergence of blockchain technology and artificial intelligence. The company's website highlights its work in developing Web3 and AI solutions, although specific project details were not immediately available at the time of this report. The launch of the new website suggests a renewed focus on marketing and outreach to potential clients and partners. Limited broader market context. It's important to note that broader market trends within the cryptocurrency sector remained relatively subdued today. While the individual developments outlined above represent significant steps forward for specific companies and initiatives, the overall market sentiment appeared cautious. This lack of broader market enthusiasm may be attributed to ongoing macroeconomic uncertainties and continued regulatory scrutiny. Summary of developments, June 23, 2025. Today's news cycle was primarily defined by regulatory progress within the United States, specifically concerning stablecoin legislation. The U.S. Congress is nearing the passage of stablecoin bills, while Singapore-based Palimos launched its PLMS utility and governance token, now available on MEXC and Uniswap. Furthermore, BingX announced a transformation phase focused on AI-driven crypto innovation, and Quantum International Corporation unveiled a revamped website showcasing its Web3 and AI solutions. Despite a subdued overall market environment, these developments underscore the continued evolution and strategic positioning of key players within the Web3 ecosystem. Section break. Disclaimer: this blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.